Harper Audio presents Bad Feminist, essays by Roxane Gay, read by Bonnie Turpin. Introduction. Feminism. Noun. Plural. The world changes faster than we can fathom, in ways that are complicated. These bewildering changes often leave us raw. The cultural climate is shifting, particularly for women, as we contend with the retrenchment of reproductive freedom, the persistence of rape culture, and the flawed, if not damaging, representations of women we're consuming in music, movies, and literature. We have a comedian asking his fans to touch women lightly on their stomachs because ignoring personal boundaries is oh so funny. We have all manner of music glorifying the degradation of women, and damn it, that music is catchy. So I often find myself singing along as my very being is diminished. Singers like Robin Thicke know we want it. Rappers like Jay-Z use the word bitch like punctuation. Movies, more often than not, tell the stories of men, as if men's stories are the only stories that matter. When women are involved, they are sidekicks, the romantic interests, the afterthoughts. Rarely do women get to be the center of attention. Rarely do our stories get to matter. How do we bring attention to these issues? How do we do so in ways that will actually be heard? How do we find the necessary language for talking about the inequalities and injustices women face, both great and small? As I've gotten older, feminism has answered these questions, at least in part. Feminism is flawed, but it offers at its best a way to navigate this shifting cultural climate. Feminism has certainly helped me find my voice. Feminism has helped me believe my voice matters, even in this world where there are so many voices demanding to be heard. How do we reconcile the imperfections of feminism with all the good it can do? In truth, feminism is flawed because it is a movement powered by people, and people are inherently flawed. For whatever reason, we hold feminism to an unreasonable standard where the movement must be everything we want and must always make the best choices. When feminism falls short of our expectations, we decide the problem is with feminism rather than with the flawed people who act in the name of the movement. The problem with movements is that, all too often, they are associated only with the most visible figures, the people with the biggest platforms and the loudest, most provocative voices. But feminism is not whatever philosophy is being spouted by the popular media feminist flavor of the week, at least not entirely. Feminism, as of late, has suffered from a certain guilt by association because we conflate feminism with women who advocate feminism as part of their personal brand. When these figureheads say what we want to hear, we put them up on the feminist pedestal. And when they do something we don't like, we knock them right off and then say there's something wrong with feminism because our feminist leaders have failed us. We forget the difference between feminism and professional feminists. I openly embrace the label of bad feminist. I do so because I am flawed and human. I am not terribly well-versed in feminist history. I am not as well read in key feminist texts as I would like to be. I have certain interests and personality traits and opinions that may not fall in line with mainstream feminism, but I am still a feminist. I cannot tell you how freeing it has been to accept this about myself. I embrace the label of bad feminist because I am human. I am messy. I'm not trying to be an example. I am not trying to be perfect. I am not trying to say...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?